Lent begins this Wednesday. We invite you to join us in praying the Liturgy of the Hours every day this Lent. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Eternal Maker of the light, all light itself and perfect day, your own true light that knows no end, remains untouched by night and gloom. Now dawn is coming, day draws near, night pales and quickly fades away. Behold the day star clear and bright that strikes and dims the light of stars. Now we rejoicing rise from sleep to sing our grateful praise to you. For as the sun brings back the day, it overwhelms unseeing night. And now we beg you, holy Lord, let not the pleasures of the flesh creep in with sweet alluring flame to trap our minds in worldly guile. Let not our anger stir up strife, nor appetite provoke excess, nor hungry greed for wealth pervert, nor base indulgence seize our hearts. But firmly and with sober mind, steadfast in body, chaste and pure, in spirit wholly formed by faith, so let us live this day for Christ. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation, from deceitful and cunning men. Rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell, and I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I thank you on the harp. O God, my God, why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years. I said I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world. My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread. Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment. Like a swallow I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits, be my surety. You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction. When you cast behind your back all my sins. For it is not the nether world that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness. The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness. The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your court. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength, you are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks. The valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you our praise is due, in Zion, O God. You are not in the dark, brothers, that the day should catch you off guard like a thief. No, all of you are children of light and of the day. We belong neither to darkness nor to night. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecit redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis, in domo David pueri sui. Sicut locutus est pero sanctorum, quia saeculo sunt prophetarum meus. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et demonu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Iusurandum coduravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, daturum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum nostrorum liberati, serviamus illi. In sanctitate et justitia coram ipso, omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer profeta altissimi vocaberis, praebis enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eius. Ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eius, in remissionem peccatorum meorum. Per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis sedent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam paci. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Let us bless our Savior who enlightens the world by his resurrection. Let us humbly beg him.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Lord Jesus, we honor your resurrection in our morning prayer. The hope of your glory enlightens our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Accept, Lord, our prayers and petitions as the first fruits of our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Grant that we may progress today in your love, and that all things may work together for our good and the good of all.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Make our light shine so brightly before men, that seeing our good works we may give glory to the Father.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord Jesus Christ, true light of the world, you guide all mankind to salvation. Give us the courage, strength, and grace to build a world of justice and peace, ready for the coming of that kingdom where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat eterna.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Lent is a privileged season of prayer and penance. Along with giving something up and observing the usual abstinence from meat on Fridays, we invite you to make the commitment to pray the Liturgy of the Hours with us every day as we prepare to welcome our risen Lord on Easter. God bless.